Who is the monster and who are the hosts?
Well, we're the hosts, so... Who's the monster?
Guess who?
Welcome to the Six Laughing Plays podcast. Don't be too scared to keep listening.
Why should people be scared?
Because we're doing a monster-themed show today.
Yeah, spooky.
Yeah. Well, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Daniel. On this episode, we'll send you to Disney's California Adventure for a preview of the Monsters, Inc. attraction, Mike and Sully to the Rescue. Debate about which Haunted Mansion is the best. Give our top 10 Disney monster encounters, as well as our trivia and tourist tips.
Let's start off with the news.
The New York Times reported that Disney characters may soon disappear from candy and unhealthy food products. Disney is going to transition into putting characters on items such as bananas, salsa, pasta, and juice. The Museum of Modern Art in New York is currently showcasing Pixar 20 Years of Animation, a display of Pixar concept art until February 6th. The official website, www.moma.org, has an audio program about the exhibit. In Japan, a huge collection of vintage Disney art has been uncovered. According to Yahoo News, over 250 artifacts, including work from Flowers and Trees, Fantasia, Sleeping Beauty, Bambi, and Cinderella, have been discovered at a Japanese university. The Walt Disney World Resort's animal care team welcomed a 233-pound bundle of joy to Disney's Animal Kingdom earlier this week. The female African elephant calf arrived early Monday morning and joins her 21-year-old mother, Donna, after 21 months in the womb. The calf has not yet been named. Also in Florida, SeaWorld Orlando, Discovery Cove, and Busch Gardens have announced increased ticket prices. At Disney's California Adventure, the new Monsters Incorporated attraction, Mike and Sully to the Rescue, has been inviting guests in for test runs. The ride has been getting positive reviews from its early visitors.
And now let's travel over to Disney's California Adventure for a preview of the attraction. The ride begins with a welcoming video that is interrupted by some breaking news.
The Monstropolis Chamber of Commerce would like to welcome you. While you're in town, be sure to...
We interrupt this program for a special report. A child is on the loose in Monstropolis. A human child!
If witnesses are to be believed, there has been a child security breach for the first time in monster history.
Among the show scenes presented are a trip through the Harryhausen restaurant, the Monsters, Inc. locker room, and even the large warehouse where all the doors are stored. At the end of the attraction, Roz gives a specific message to the riders of the vehicle through latest technology. The official opening date of Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue has not been announced. However, we anticipate it being in late January.
And now for today's trivia question. In Pete's Dragon, what does dragon liver cure? The answer is later in the show.
So stay tuned, yeah.
Today, we are not doing an armchair Imagineering discussion, but instead doing... The Showdown, where we compare the same attraction in the different resorts around the world. Today's topic, the Haunted Mansion.
Spooky. The first thing that comes to my mind is the difference between the Walt Disney World and the California versions.
Well, considering those are the only two you went on, I would assume so, but...
Well, I have seen entire ride footage of the Phantom Manor, so I mean, I got that. I have a grasp on what the Ferris version is like.
Yeah. We've seen video versions of all of them, but we've only experienced California and Walt Disney World. I think that between Disneyland and Walt Disney World's version, the biggest difference that I think is the best difference that would be in favor of Disneyland is the fact that you enter through the front door and not some strange basement opening.
And the elevator, like, goes down rather than the ceiling.
Hence the elevator part.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, also, it makes the stretch room a whole lot more impressive because the difference between it not stretched and stretched is bigger. You can tell.
Yeah, well, Florida, they probably couldn't do that because the water...
They could make it a hydrolator.
Well, in Walt Disney World, the whole boarding area is really different because in California, you're sort of outside, inside room where there's, like, busts on one side and yet the full moon... And stuff.
It's not a full moon.
Yeah, there is.
There's a full moon? Yeah. I've only remember seeing smoke. I don't like...
No, I thought
like,
there was a moon there, too.
No, there's no moon.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, but anyway. Well, yeah. Well, rather than in Walt Disney World, where you're actually boarding inside the house.
Of course, nothing compares to the Phantom Manor, and as we have not experienced it, but the pictures of it and video, that boarding area is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, though, when it comes to the holiday overlay at California, it makes the whole boarding area look much more interesting.
Yeah, it does make a very big difference.
I wonder why they built that room so big anyways. It's kind of a fascinating design choice there.
It is, because you go from it being almost claustrophobic, which I think kind of makes it scarier when things are kind of claustrophobic, and then there's like this big old room without a whole lot of theming to it. Another difference that would be in Florida's favor is that at the end of the attraction, before you get off the dune buggy, the ghost host tells you in Florida to watch your step. And so, unlike California, where you have this cheesy guide, he's like, please watch your step, and it kind of ruins the show.
But now, now we should compare these two to the Phantom Manor. Well, Phantom Manor is just insanely different. I mean, the different story, different...
It is different. And even though I haven't, like, seen it, like, in person, I was a little disappointed when I finally saw a video of it because I'm not sure if I like it as much as the other versions for some reason. I don't know if, like, the Boot Hill scene to me works as well as the graveyard. I think it may be a little bit too unusual or something. I can't put my finger on it. It just doesn't quite work to me with the rest of it. It may just be because I'm so familiar with the old version.
But the music is a key, cool thing about it.
Yeah, it is cool.
You know, just different. It's a completely different atmosphere for the ride. It's just interesting to go from, you know, the sort of fun, you know, fun, cheesy, scary, to then the sort of creepy, you know, just creepy mood of the Phantom Manor music.
And the ride itself is a little creepier. I would say it's a little more scary and less lighthearted, even though it is lighthearted, but less than the American versions. Now, Tokyo, we haven't talked about Tokyo at all. The one difference between Tokyo, which is a very similar version to the Magic Kingdom, is... Well, there's more than one difference, but there's... the outside of it looks a whole lot more disheveled than in Florida, where the outside looks pretty nice, and it's not until you get to the inside that it's kind of creepy. The outside in Tokyo looks kind of like it's abandoned, and also they have a queue with a garden, which is nice. And then the coolest thing that they have that I haven't seen any other ones is in the corridor of doors, they actually have a painting.
That's really scary. That's freaky.
It's really scary, yeah, because it's behind the canvas, I guess they have some sort of thing set up to where there's a face, and then the face, like, protrudes as you go past it, like it's coming out of the painting.
So it comes closer to you. So it's just like the face is emerging from the painting.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of you out there may have seen the Bill Nye show at Innoventions where he did the Stretch Your Imagination. It looks kind of like that. It's really creepy.
But yeah, amped up because, yeah.
It's creepier than that.
It's really freaky.
They really should put that in the other versions. I don't know why they have it, because it's a really cool effect.
It's creepy.
Spooky. Well, that finishes the showdown for this week. Next week, we have a very special show planned for everyone. We're going to do a recap show of this year. So please call us and send in your voicemails of all of your highlights. What's the number, Jonathan?
The number is 1-866-327-5072. And if you're under 18 years of age, please make sure you have your parents' or guardian's permission before calling.
You can also email us at podcast@laughingplace.com or just leave some comments in the discussion boards on laughingplace.com in the podcast section.
This week in Disney history, where we highlight the historical dates of the week ahead. December 23rd is the 51st anniversary of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the first Disney movie to be released in CinemaScope. The film received Academy Awards for both visual effects and art direction. December 25th is the 55th anniversary of the first Disney television special, 1 Hour in Wonderland.
Today's tour tips is about how to avoid some of the monster lines in the parks.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
It's okay, it wasn't that funny.
Yes, it wasn't.
Of course, the obvious thing to do is to make sure you head to the e-tickets, the most popular attractions, first thing when the park opens. At DCA, Disney's California Adventure, I would suggest Soarin'. At Disneyland, I would suggest Indiana Jones, Splash Mountain, or Space Mountain. At Magic Kingdom, any of the mountains. At Epcot, Test Track, or Soarin'. And at MGM Studios, Rock and Roller Coaster. And at Animal Kingdom, the Safari, I would guess. Although everybody goes there first, so that one's kind of tricky.
Go there during the parade.
Yes, during the parade is a good time to see attractions, and also right after the parade, because the park hasn't emptied out into the attractions yet. Although there are some attractions you want to avoid, and usually those are the ones directly on the parade route. Any of those obviously are going to fill out right after the parade, so avoid those directly after parade time. Also, another thing that happens sometimes is they'll like close the side of the Matterhorn at Disneyland during the parade and then they like reopen it and you can get on fast that way. That happens sometimes, I've noticed.
So, which side is better?
The left side, of course. Oh, wait, how do you say it? You go based on the stations, right?
Right.
So, yeah, definitely the left side. Who likes the right side? If you like the right side, please call it and let me know why. No, it's not so bad. People make a big deal about the right side being horrible. It's not horrible, but the left side's better.
Are you searching for that perfect haircut? Come to Harold's Hair Salon inside majestic Matterhorn Mountain. Beautiful ice crystals provide a serene backdrop to this wonderful location. Come and get your Yoda Lady Do at Harold's Hair Salon. Harold only accepts Cinnamon Toast and Tacos, por favor.
The trivia question was, in Peach Dragon, what does dragon liver cure? The answer is a cold. Today's top 10 list is going to scare you out of your eyeballs. No, it's just about the top 10 monster encounters. It's nothing too scary. Yeah.
Well, you know that laughter is more powerful than scream anyway, so you shouldn't be trying to scare everybody.
Oh, so two monsters walked into a... Oh, no, wait, sorry. Number 10 is Bigfoot in a Goofy movie.
Yeah, I think it'd be higher on the list, but honestly not very scary, although the John Travolta dance, he was kind of frightening.
Yeah, that was very exciting. Number 9, the Leviathan in Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
The thing that's scariest about that is how it, like, has a mind of its own, even though it's mechanical or something.
Are there people in it, or is it, like, just, like, it just works?
I think it's like a Roomba, but it's in the ocean, and it, like, blocks their village.
It vacuums up the intruders. Number 8. Everything in Mars and Beyond.
That short is really freaky. There's so many monsters in that, and they're, like, spooky.
And Donald Duck is in there, too.
That's true.
And they smoke. Now, that's a step. Monsters that also smoke.
And they blow up because they smoke.
And they blow up. So, it's a moral. If you smoke, you blow up.
Good point.
Number 7, the Abominable Snowman from the Matterhorn.
Good old Harold.
Number 6, the Hydra in Hercules.
8 heads are better than 1.
Well, it depends. By the end, there's like, you know, a bajillion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first it's three,
I think.
Number five, the dragon in Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland Paris.
That's a really cool feature because there's not a lot of experiences in the Disney parks where you just get to walk around and watch animatronic. I think that'd be a cool thing to put into Animal Kingdom.
Number four, the lava monster from Journey to the Center of the Earth at Tokyo DisneySea.
That thing is impressive. Like, the movement they get on such a large figure, downright frightening.
Is it still the biggest animatronic?
I think it will be until the Yeti in Expedition Everest, who would be on the list, but we can't really give something to the list that isn't open yet. That's not very fair.
Yeah, it's... Number three, the Firebird from Fantasia 2000.
The animation of that segment is one of my favorites that Disney's ever done, and the Firebird is very scary, and the fire, and it's beautiful.
Very well made lava effects.
I love the lava with the eyeballs, too. That's really cool.
Very freaky stuff. Number two, the Carnotaurus from Dinosaur, the ride. Not the movie.
Well, he's in the ride, too.
But the ride is considerably scarier because you're in person.
And you have a guy saying, We're not gonna make it!
You made it. I knew you would. I guess you made it back with you. The Carnotaurus, no!
Wow.
That would be a scary ending. Go to a false station.
But nobody would ever do anything like that.
But that would be a cool ending nonetheless. The Carnotaurus is waiting there at the station. He lunges out.
But then what happens?
Then what happens? You have to go back in time to send it back.
So it's like an eight minute ride instead of
a... Yeah, you have to get it to chase you back into the portal and take it back in time again.
Well, if you would have gotten the funding for the $300 billion attraction, then...
Hey, it just would have been an extra animatronic and some extra guide rails and... I mean, not... Sorry.
Guide rails? Not guide rails. This is the Autopia now? Thank you, folks. Have a good night.
Air gates. But anyway.
Air gate rails.
Now, number one, the scariest of the scary, which isn't actually very scary, because it's a classic. Everybody knows this.
Actually, they don't, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Number one, drum roll, please. The giant squid from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
That is a classic scene, and it is kind of scary. I don't know what you say. It's scary. Freaks me out. I can't watch it with the lights off.
It's very, very pioneering in the special effects department, too. And the puppets and everything. That was good puppets.
Hence the special effects Oscar.
It deserved it. It still looks really cool, even now.
It does. And it's a good thing they didn't keep the sunset footage. Did you ever watch that? It looks terrible.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, well, originally they filmed it for sunset instead of nighttime. And if you get the DVD, then it has it in special features. You can see the sunset version. And the puppet looks very puppety because it's much too bright. And it doesn't look good.
That makes sense. So, yeah, that is the top 10 list for today. Spooky.
It's time to perk up your ears because we have another Laughing Place contest. This time, it will test your knowledge of music, as I will play 5 seconds from different Disney songs. Your goal is to identify the songs. The first person to identify the most correctly wins. The winner will receive a beautiful litho with Disney characters standing in front of Cinderella Castle. And now, on to the clips. Good luck. Number one.
The night will weave. It's a magic spell.
Number two.
When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few.
Number three.
Can your friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make sucker disappear?
Number four.
Beware, beware, be a very wary bear.
Number five.
I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you a lawful fright.
Well, there you have it, your musical clues to figure out. If you believe you've found the answer, you can email us at podcast@laughingplace.com or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-327-5072. If you're under 18 years of age, please make sure you have your parents' or guardian's permission before calling.
Well, this has been a real creepy episode.
Spooky.
Don't be too scared.
I think we're the scariest part of this show, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Oogly, boogly, oogly, oogly.
Especially when you do things like that. And now Jonathan with the last word.
A penny saved is a squashed souvenir.
Goodbye now.
See ya.